What's this high-tech lock you installed? Your home.
Boy, let me tell you. Let me paint the picture for you. It's Black Friday weekend. Black Saturday. We have parental supervision. My mom takes the boys. Ooh. We're going to Best Buy.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't manage our double feature of Bad Moms and Thor 3 with these new fancy theaters where you have to reserve your seating.
Yeah.
Everybody was going to the movies that day. Everybody. So we go to Best Buy, and we decide then and there. We are going through the line, the checkout line once. We have some Christmas presents, and there's this guy behind us who has an S-load of Hue light bulbs. Like, he has like 30 Philips Hue light bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's just like staring at this guy. And he's just like, we're just marveled at him. It's like 10:30 at night. And I got to strike up something. I'm staring at the guy.
Yeah.
And he mentions that it's like these bulbs are never on sale. So I might as well get while the getting's good. And, so as we're walking to the car, we basically decide that all of our Christmas presents are for each other are going to be like smart home devices. And we go back in the store and we're shopping there. It's like the worst, one of my worst things is I hate like being in the store after it closes because we're holding people up.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I worked retail, I couldn't stand that. But yeah. There we were. It was like 11:20, and the store closed at 11.
My God.
And we're there because the whole store is just like trying to clean up the aftermath of the day.
Were you getting like funky looks from side eye looks from employees? Like you're the group of people keeping us here late?
Believe it or not, no, because everybody was so busy straightening up for the next morning that it wasn't that bad yet. So we're in the smart home aisle. And one of the things we got was the Kivau smart lock, which we were sold by the marketing of the box. And
full disclosure, I didn't even know they made such a lock. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Right. Right. So they make a couple different ones. This one doesn't... It's smart in the fact that you can just touch the deadbolt and it would unlock for you, but it doesn't, out of the box, it doesn't like interact with smart home devices because it doesn't come with a bridge because every smart home device needs a bridge to hook up to your Wi-Fi. So, so what this does is it detects your Bluetooth signal on your phone with the Kivau app, and you basically pair your phone with the lock. So jeez. When your phone is within like 4 feet of the lock, as long as that is happening, your lock senses the app with the encryption key that matches. All you should have to do was touch the deadbolt and it would unlock for you. And the first 2 days it worked, and you can send, like from my phone, I sent Monique a key so she could use it without having to go through like the calibration process and stuff like that. If you had mm-hmm. the app on your phone and you were coming over, I could send you a one-time use key and you could just like come through the garage if you wanted.
What happens if you're like in the house with your phone normally? Does the lock just like stay unlocked? Like if you're near the lock, how's that work? Or do you have to open the app to like trigger it or...
Yeah, well, on the inside of the door, there's still a deadbolt, manual deadbolt. Or, so you could lock it and unlock it from the inside with that. But you could open your app and it would like detect, you'd have to be within the range of the lock and you could detect, your phone would detect the lock and you could lock it from your phone if you were standing like on the inside of the door.
Gotcha.
And the back, the inside of the lock is like a box with all these mechanisms and batteries with the strength it needs to turn and push the deadbolt out into the door jamb, into the door frame, basically. And if you had this Kevo bridge that you could hook up to your Wi-Fi, you could hook up to the Alexa, you could, it's kind of pointless, but you could say, you know, Alexa, is my door locked, or Alexa, unlock my door, mm-hmm. kind of thing. But that's through Kevo, it appears that's like a yearly fee of, I don't know, $30 or $50 or something.
Blech.
Yeah. So it's not like complete home integration as far as the lock goes. And it's the biggest piece of crap. After 2 days, I just touched the deadbolt and the blue light just spins, taunting me. And I have to... I mean, as soon as I find the time in my raggedy-ass life to figure out what the blue light spinning means, it probably means from the inside of the door, I have to unscrew the screw and open it and touch like the program button again to recalibrate it with the app or something. But I'm looking online, and it's just like, you know, the one thing I didn't do is go to reddit.com/r/Kevo, but everybody's ripping this lock up. They're ripping it up.
The subreddit, the Kevo subreddit. They're tearing them a new one.
They are tearing it up. And there's other locks that do similar things. It looked like one was in like a conversion kit for your existing deadbolt. And you would just like put this thing over top of it. And it all does kind of the same stuff. I mean, it all interacts with, you know, there's different partnerships. One might work with a Nest hub or something. But we were like, we went and we got the new Echo Plus, which looks like last model Echo, but it has a
like
home
fabric
hub
or something.
No, that's actually not even. That's just the new Echo.
Oh,
but the Echo Plus looks exactly like the old Echo. It's only that plastic material.
Mm-hmm.
It's black. It's in black and white, black or white or silver. And it has like a home hub built in to it. So
you don't need the bridge or anything.
So you wouldn't need the bridge for a lot of smart devices. We got some Philips Hue light bulbs. We theoretically wouldn't need the Philips Hue bridge. Alexa would just detect these light bulbs and you could just do it without the bridge.
Interesting.
The Nest is probably a bad example because I don't think you need a bridge for the Nest thermostat we got. It would just hop on your Wi-Fi. You wouldn't need a Google Home or an Alexa. It just
Why does that one not need a bridge while the bulbs do?
Because the Nest is like a hardy enough device to where you can. You program it to latch right onto your network, your Wi-Fi network,
mm-hmm.
whereas the bulbs don't have the technology to just hop right on
innards.
Your network. Right. So your bulbs are looking for this bridge device, and the bridge is on your network. So you send commands for your bulbs. You send the commands right to your bridge, and then the bridge interprets and sends the commands out to the bulbs. Mm-hmm. And the good thing about the... So a lot of the Hue bulbs were on sale, so we got this starter pack, and the starter pack was like four bulbs and the bridge. So the bridge is kind of it's cool in a sense that it's like down in my basement and it sees all my light bulbs in the house so far. I mean, they're not dramatically spread far apart, but I was wondering if there would be communication issues for these tiny light bulbs to reach this tiny bridge, and
plus
it sees every one of them.
You installed like a Wi-Fi mesh system, right? Too didn't you get like some company like three like you know router hubs kind of deal to extend the Wi-Fi?
Yeah. My Wi-Fi previous was so terrible that I got the Netgear Orbeez, they're called, and Wirecutter. Wirecutter loves them, so that's why I got
them. Love Wirecutter.
And
do you follow their Wirecutter Deals Twitter?
No.
They have a specific Twitter account of just like our pick for our favorite whisk is on sale for $7 down from $18 or whatever.
My God.
I watched it on Black Friday, and it was updating like every 2 minutes with a new tweet.
That's crazy. I mean, not to get an aside, but we need a new whisk. We have we had gotten a whisk, and we thought it was going to be the greatest thing, but it turns out it was the most unreliable whisk. We threw it away finally.
I can't imagine getting to a point where I'm whisking something and being like, you know what? This whisk is unreliable. What a terrible purchase.
Like, how bad would it have to be for you to like, well, if I throw this whisk away, I won't have any whisk, but it's better to throw away than it is to use this whisk one more time. Until the point we get a new whisk, we'll just use forks or something.
How was the Google Home, Google Wi-Fi rated on Wirecutter? Because that's what I grabbed for my network.
I think the Google Wi-Fi it's up there. It's up there. Hmm. It's one of the,
I was going to get
if
the three
if not
pack,
this, then that.
The when they first did the Google Wi-Fi, it was like hard to find in the three pack, I think. Or maybe the singles were hard to find. I can't remember. They're always like on wait list. So I, being the Google fanboy that I am, love the Goog. Good guy, Google. I grabbed the single Wi-Fi point because the network kind of stunk at various points of our house. And that like improved it by like 30-40%. I didn't even need to get the third one or the second one even.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'm good with just one Google Wi-Fi for the house.
So just the one Google, just the router?
Just the one? Just I attached the one Google Wi-Fi hardwired to the router, and that allowed me to get strong Wi-Fi on the turlet in the basement. So that like sealed the deal. Like, because I wasn't getting any Wi-Fi down there when I was in the basement.
Right. And then if you're not getting Wi-Fi and you don't get a phone signal either.
Oh, God. Can you even go to the bathroom without some kind of data connection? What's the point?
Yeah, honestly, it's then you're just like you're frantically searching for like offline
newspaper
content that like maybe there's a web page you still had up you could read or
or you save some like some photos you just want to scroll through again just for laughs.
Right. Yeah. Like maybe you'll be able to concentrate on the last couple days of photos that you took to like decide which ones to delete. Like that's the time. But you don't really want to do it.
No, you don't. But now I have that John Legere. T-Mobile, unlimited data. So who cares? Even if I don't have the Wi-Fi, just load it up.
The guy cooks in a crock pot. He wears his high tops. I mean, where is T-Mobile getting their money?
I get a free Netflix with my T-Mobile.
It's sick. a family plan. A Netflix family.
John Legere told me, I want to pay for your Netflix family plan. And I hooked into that. I plugged into those web hooks.
Yeah, you
signed me up.
Yeah, you did.
I was talking to my sister at Thanksgiving because she dropped her iPhone 6 in like the toilet. And she
probably because there was no Wi-Fi signal.
So me, last time I've seen her before that, my sister, Amanda, and myself all have Pixel 2s. So we were all like, oh yeah, you gotta get a Pixel now, Meg. Got to get in there. And there's always someone that you know that's like, yeah, I got to get off iPhone. It sucks. Nothing works.
My God.
You know, they're just like right. So disenfranchised with rando iPhone issues that they're just ready to jump ship. Mm-hmm. And so eventually she didn't because she's like locked in. She has like another year left on iPhone payments. So they just like replaced her with another iPhone. And I was like, Meg, what are you paying monthly for AT&T?
Be honest.
So she has her husband and her, let's see, 1, 2, 3 kids. They have iPhones. It's like $550 a month.
Oh my God.
I almost like spit out my pepperoni and cheese apps that I was eating while
that's
she was
like,
telling me this.
That's like a mid to high... That's a classy car payment.
That is a classy car payment. That's more than I was paying for my old Dodge Ram. So I was like thinking, I was like, Meg, you're getting scammed right now. I'm paying $140 for three people. But then I realized that like, oh wait, you bought the kids all these phones. You're probably paying off these phones in like AT&T loans. So that doubles or that adds like 40, $30 for everyone's line. So it's conceivable that you could be paying that much money if you don't just like buy a phone outright or some cheap mm-hmm. old iPhone for like $200 or $300.
Yeah, it's so weird because I'm so far. It's so weird to think about like paying a phone company anymore for a subsidized phone payment. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just so far away from that right now that you're like locked. It's hard to think about like a 2-year contract on a device. But I guess they're out there. Like, you know,
people. Well, I mean, when they announced that iPhone X, I was thinking that like nobody's going to pay that much money for an iPhone. But everyone, they just add it to their monthly phone bill. It doesn't matter anymore. It's like more easy mm-hmm. to get an iPhone X than it was to get an iPhone like 5, pretty much.
You know what? Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think, you know, with these, you know, it is so easy now, and it's not, and the commitment isn't as, I guess, I don't know, like you're not locked in as long. Hmm. Maybe you are, but.
I mean, I guess it depends on where you buy it. If you do the iPhone upgrade, isn't that what you have? Don't you pay Apple monthly for the phone?
Yeah, I pay Apple directly for the iPhone every year program.
Right.
And, you know, after my first year of being in this plan, the Pixel 2 comes out and I'm and I got to get off this iPhone, you know?
I hate iPhone. It sucks.
I got to get off this iPhone.
So how is that iPhone X?
I really enjoy it. I love it. The problem, I guess my biggest problem is, and it's not a problem per se, but since getting the phone, I just haven't had many opportunities to flex the camera.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's, you know, it's getting dark later and we just haven't been doing, I guess, enough with the kids since getting it at the beginning of mm-hmm. November. That's the biggest drawback, I guess. It's a fast phone. I love it. I love when apps are getting updated.
Plus, it's easy for you to load up that camera, get a photo of that food truck. Mm. Center City Food Trucks. Living the life.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Big high-rise buildings. Gourmet food trucks. Halal carts. For my falafel fix.
How often a week do you eat halal? Be honest with me.
Once a week, maybe less than once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But I do it. It's just the walk. I have the one guy I go to, and it's getting colder. It's a bit of a walk. And
how do you feel about that guy? He's got to be outside in that cold. He's probably peeking his head out of his little window looking for Dale. Yeah. Where's Dale at today? I hope he comes back today.
Boy, I hope my little space heater holds out for the day. I ask him, I'm like, you're here all winter? And he says he's there all winter. Keep that generator running.
Your money is keeping that generator up. Mm-hmm. Now that you're not going there, guy's probably dead.
He's probably froze. Probably ran out of gas weeks ago.
His family probably had to sell his corpse, pay the bills.
Burn that corpse. Had to burn that corpse for... keep him warm.
So wait, back to smart home, because I actually have been like, I was of the mind that only rich white tech boys did smart home stuff. Dale is tilting his neck back and forth as if to dance to the mere idea, but I didn't realize that the bulbs were pretty much cheap. You said there's like some slightly dimmable bulbs for like $10.
Philips Hue, the white spectrum lights, they look like a light bulb. They just stay on the white spectrum. Mm-hmm. They're ultra super dimmable and they go up to about 60 watts. They're like $10 or $15.
Yeah. I don't need anything more than that.
Which
isn't fancy romance lights.
Yeah, and it's not crazy. That's not crazy expensive, and they're going to last. If you think about it, they're going to last. And if you're only going to use it for a lamp, or you're going to use two for a fixture,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of cool because, you know, most of your lights are on a switch, so you have to keep your switch on. But within, you know, Google Home or the Philips app, you could set all your timers in there. So you could set it to automatically come on at 4 and go off at 10 p.m. Or you could have it sense to where it, it senses, if it senses you are in the vicinity of your home, it'll like turn the light on for you as your cup. Like the options, you just kind of like have to open your mind to the possibility of it being able to do this stuff. And if it's convenient, like, it's sure, is it corny and is it like super upper level, like,
right, like ultimately you could easily make the argument you don't need it,
right? You could, as soon as you unlock the door, you could reach your hand in and use the switch. But if it like senses you getting close to your house, or you can say, you know, okay, Google, turn on the main floor, and if you have a routine to turn on all the bulbs on the first floor of your house, it'll, you know, you could set it to do whatever you want it to do.
Right, like, I'm just thinking about tonight when we all went upstairs for bed at like 7:30.
yeah.
Just the mere idea of not having to walk over Legos, you know, upside down pokey Godzilla toys, and just like say to the Google Mini, you know, shut off the lights. Oh, right. God.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Mm. It's pretty cool. Your mileage may vary, obviously, when you have to like say it a third time to do something. Then you're like, why am I trapped in this prison where I can't even get the light to turn off in my own house, kind of thing. Like, if you're just having one of those nights because it's raining and it's trash night like it is every week.
I picture you taking the trash out and like looking down the road just for like 20 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. Thinking.
And with that,
options.
Eric Draven telling me it can't rain all the time as he's like perched in the window of my garage as I'm putting my hood on to take the trash down my long driveway.
I guess ultimately you could just be laying in bed and open the app to shut the lights off still, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to make it work in my head.
You could make it, you know, so if you're laying in bed, you don't have to say anything to anybody. You could have a widget on your home screen. It'll do the same thing, you know? Mm. There's a lot of different possibilities, which is cool.
Did you get anything else on Black Friday besides smart homes?
No, just Christmas presents for the boyos, that kind of stuff. I did get a... There was no Black Friday sales, but... You know, I'm in Center City now. I'm in Philadelphia.
Halal.
Got myself a new Tommy Bin bag.
I saw that.
Coming my way.
Receipt. I saw that receipt screenshot.
Showed it my receipt.
How's this compare to your old Tom Bin? Is it the same design? Is it updated?
It's a new design because the Tom Bin I have now was... It perfectly fits my MacBook Air. And there's not much more storage space. And this one I'm getting is like a proper laptop briefcase style bag. So it's got sections. Like, so when I put the power supply for the MacBook Air, it's not like hyper bulging out and inconvenient to put anything else in the bag.
Right.
So I'm excited to get that. And I have a little bit of a walk now from my car to work. So... You know, it's just like it makes me feel like I'm living for the city.
City boy.
City boy.
We came back from her parents' house Friday night, and I was looking up at Targets to get at least two of those Google Home Minis because they were like $29.
Yeah,
it's cheap. And we got one with her Pixel 2 for free, and I was like in love with it. I thought like most of the reviews... said like the music sounded like crap, but it was actually really good. Like I put it in the kitchen and we were playing music and it sounded good.
Wow. I gotta say those Home Minis, they're a nice design.
Like they are. Yeah, they're good. So I ended up like, I was like at her in-laws kind of going through the Target stock Walmart stock websites, you know, those like third party check stock now, check yeah. inventory.
API.
Web hooks. So after we got home, I was like, all right, I'm heading to Target. And then
she's like, all right, get out of here.
She's like live text me because I want to let me know if they got any deals. Right. She's usually the one that goes Black Friday, but her mom and her sister didn't do anything this year. So we ended up just like going home. Usually she stays there and it's just me and James going back home. Mm-hmm. Cause there wasn't a whole lot of like sales that she was interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think they're all online anyway. So when I got to Target, there was like nobody there. It was like a mid-afternoon parking lot at like, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
That's unbelievable.
And so that even made me think that like, you know, maybe the Black Friday rush kind of thing is over. People just buy online. And then I, you know, walked up to the electronics and that's where like everybody was. But it wasn't like chaos. It was busy, like super duper busy. And mm-hmm. I didn't expect them to have the Xbox on the floor. I thought that was like a Black Friday door buster on like Friday morning. So I like texted her. I was like, oh my God, they have the new Xbox One S for $180. And you get a $25 gift card, I think.
That's crazy.
And then you get a $10 gift card for each Google Home Mini I bought.
Oh my God.
So I made out on the deal. Plus I got some Fire Hot Cheetos.
My God. I need to probably get that. You know, they're just like in the middle of the aisle, those Cheetos. You can get them wherever you want.
I got them at an end cap. So I was texting her, you know, they had this cheap Fitbit Flex, and I've been like getting the itch to get back in the fitness band game. So I got this cheap Fitbit Flex for like $40
because it was your heart broken, Slim.
Actually, I did. I already returned it and got something else. I sold it on eBay, believe it or not.
Oh, my God.
I know. I had to remember what my password was to eBay. And so the Xbox, so I wanted to get another Xbox because James has been using up. He uses the Xbox a ton. He plays Roblox still. And I was like, well, we have that other TV in the other room. You know, maybe late night and I want to go play hockey by myself. Let's get another Xbox.
You dog. You sold it and you got it.
And the whole time I'm like thinking, you know, I remember Xbox One, Xbox gamer tag, Xbox Live situations in the same house always seemed funky. But I looked online and people were like, yeah, just designate one Xbox to Xbox Home and you'll be fine.
But so no, let's take a step back.
I know it's not. It's not true. It's an S show.
Really? So this is what I need to hear.
So I had to like, and even Ren Mike D chimed in on the Paper Keg Slack to tell us that it was easy. It's like, even if you go online and read the article, nothing makes sense until you go through it for like 2 days and your wife gets angry at you. She's like, why do we get a second Xbox? We have to go through this every time we want to use it. So like, in my assumption, every Xbox in the house on like the Wi-Fi should be able to use my digital licenses that I purchased under like, you know, Usagi of Slimbo. So like I buy NHL.
Xbox.com, check it out.
So like my assumption, which is incorrect, my assumption is that if I buy a game under my gamer tag and someone in the same house wants to play it under their gamer tag, they should be able to. That's not true. You know, maybe that was a dumb assumption on my part.
Are you absolutely kidding me that it's not true?
It's not true. Well, let me work through the ways of how it's possible.
Please, let me get angry.
So like, okay, so I buy all my games digital. I don't buy discs. So they're all like in the cloud and download on the Xbox.
You stink. Discs. They stink.
So, you know, like, I thought like you can't just log into my gamertag on both Xboxes because as soon as one of them is like connected to the internet, it logs the other system out, even if they're on the same Wi-Fi. So,
but
what you have to do is set one Xbox. Their scheme is you can designate a Xbox in the house as your home Xbox, and any gamer tag that logs into that system can play your digitally bought games. So, like, he can log into his gamer tag and play NHL 18 if he wanted to, because I bought it and that's my home Xbox or main Xbox in the house. And that's the only way to do it. Because, like, he could go in the new Xbox One S and log in as his gamer tag, and he can't play my games.
Oh, my God.
And
but you can.
I can if I log into that Xbox as Usagio Slimbo. So my gamer tag has the library of games in the cloud. Any Xbox I sign into as Usagi gets to use those games. So, like, he has to, like, log in. So, like, in my dream scenario, it didn't happen. Like, we have to, like, sometimes log out. Like, if he wants to play Roblox in the other room, he's got to do it as Usagi. So, like, he's got to sign. Granted, it's easy to switch gamer tags if they're signed in once. Like, you can just choose it, and then you're logged in.
Yeah.
But, like, we watch Hulu. We watch movies. So, I have to, like, log. I have to authenticate Hulu under his gamer tag, like if we want to switch and stuff. It's just kind of annoying. It's like super annoying.
Yeah, and say, like, can you be logged into both Xboxes?
Not online at the same time, no.
That's,
if I log into one, it logs. It even says, like, logged you out of another location.
That's, I mean, that's crazy because I know your setup and your Xbox is your main form of ingesting stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Like, maybe on your main form, you know, you might have a Chromecast or something that you do, but I like, it's just easy to just keep it signed in so you can watch Plex or you could watch HBO Go or WWE. And as soon as like you leave James or Amanda in that room to watch something and you go to play NHL in the other room, you can't, like, they're going to get kicked out.
Yeah.
So they need a gamer tag.
It's dumb.
That's crazy. Like, that's crazy.
The thing I've worked around it as I've told him he can play any games he wants, but he has to do it on the big TV, the home Xbox.
Right.
So, like, that allows me to go in the other room if he's playing Roblox, and I'll log in as Usagi, and then I'll start playing NHL, and like my game saves will load, and I can just like play.
And so he's logged into that Xbox as him. He has a gamer tag.
That's right. Although, I still don't know if that doesn't log the gamer tag out. Because sometimes if I log into, like, Usagi on the small TV, I get a notification saying, like, logged you out of another Xbox. And that account wasn't even, like, logged in. So I don't know, like, what the hell is going on that other TV. But it hasn't interrupted his gameplay so far. It's just, like, I mean, having multiple Xboxes in the same house, if you're a family, don't bother. Like, it's a mess. Okay. Just get, like, a Chromecast or, like, lug the Xbox to the other room.
Why can't it just be nice?
I don't know.
I mean, I get it. I guess I get it, right? DRM and
but
digital.
But if it's, like, the same house. It's the same Wi-Fi house. Or whatever. You know, designate, like, two home Xboxes.
I'm annoyed.
And you can't even switch. I read, too, like, if you're thinking the workaround, we'll just make the other one the home Xbox and then just switch back and forth. You can only do that like 5 times a year, and then you can't do it anymore.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
Gorgeous Xbox, though. It's gorgeous as
hell.
Yeah,
it is. I mean, it's nice and white, right? It's beautiful.
Mm. Mm.
And that's the one that has, not that I have a 4K TV, but that plays 4K Blu-rays, I think. So, like, you're ahead of the game. Mm-hmm. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, I was actually not thinking of, like, upgrading, because the TV in the small room is, like, it's got to be at least 6 or 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Samsung, and I was like, now I was watching Netflix with Longmire late one night, and, like, I can start to see, not, like, ghosting, but, like, almost, like, slowish motion of characters, like, moving, and I'm like, oh, no, this TV might be starting to go.
And your fingers.
Last year, we bought a Vizio 60-inch for, like, some ungodly price.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to go to, like, Vizio brands because the viewing angles of that TV is dog crap. Like, you go, like, a foot to the left, and that TV's, like, pink. You know, like, like, I'm watching hockey games, and, like, you go to the one side,
right,
and it looks like the ice is melting or, like, there's something wrong with the ice. And then we have a Vizio for the bedroom that we got on a deal. That one just turns on its own sometimes. Sometimes you can't turn on, and I have to manually unplug it from the back of the TV and hard reset it. And like, never again will I do like a deal, like a deal on a non-Samsung right. brand. I should have never ditched Samsung.
Right. Yeah. Like, no more doorbuster TVs.
No.
You can't get caught up in that.
I can't do it. Although world. The one big benefit of the Vizio, which I don't think Samsung does, is they have Chromecast built in on some models, which I love. So you can just zip that, whatever from your phone to the TV.
That doesn't get like, oh yeah, I guess that is nice. Because that's right. That's the point of Chromecast. You can mm-hmm. zip from a device to...
Yeah. So like Hulu, we get into bed. We want to watch like the last, most recent episode of Bob's Burgers. I just start it on my phone and we're good. On the TV, YouTube, whatever, it all has it, except for Amazon Video. It doesn't have Chromecast.
Of course, because they're feuding. Even before that feud started. So,
feud.
So, like, after you send it to the TV, this is a question from 7 years ago. Can you use your phone?
No, that's a good question. You're like, can I watch a video on my phone? Yes, you can. It like you then become the kind of controller of what's on the TV. So they're like, there's a little like native notification shade that like shows on your lock screen. It says like currently casting to bedroom TV. And mm-hmm. there's a pause, fast forward, and whatever. So you have like quick access to as of a remote. But then you can like just as easily just like load up YouTube on your phone and not worry about it messing up the TV.
Oh, okay. So the TV is still playing.
Yeah, that won't stop. But the only thing will stop is if like, yeah. Okay, now I want to Chromecast the YouTube video to the TV, and you can do that.
Oh, okay. All right. So you can still use your phone as a...
Yeah, you can do whatever you want on your phone. You can listen to something, and it won't start streaming the audio to the TV.
Gotcha. So it's not like using all of your processing power from your phone to send it.
No, all the processing power is actually done on the Chromecast itself. So like there's the one negative of that is like I'll stream Spotify to my Office Mini, and because it's not like a Bluetooth connection where like the Spotify app is always the remote, like the Chromecast sometimes just forgets, the Spotify app like forgets kind of like what's going on in the Mini because the Mini is like now the master remote. And like sometimes your app doesn't get updated, like you can't just like hit next or it forgets.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
kind of a pain. There's another cool thing about Chromecast. Like, so Amanda's phone, like if we're casting something to the TV, she can also control the TV too. Like she'll get a notification shade saying like this is being cast to your TV, so she can like take over if she wants.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Different world.
Different world. You're out of the Google game. You're all in the Amazon ecosystem over there.
Yeah, you would
think. Who the funk?
You would think.
Yeah? You're all in, Alexa.
I'm all in. Yeah, I got my Fire TV that I barely use. I wish I could use it more. There's like the update to the Fire TV, it's just not as kosh. You know, it's like your video library is very... The videos I own... is not very intuitive, and
you've been an Amazon guy for a while, but yet I don't think you like any of those products.
Yeah, I think I begrudgingly just use it at this point. Like I can't.
Like it started with the Fire tablets. Like I think you're a Fire tablet guy for life, but you hate them.
Oh yeah, I would. those Fire tablets, I would bury. We don't even use them. They're like in the garage. They get like. Cold at night, they get warm during the day. You know, the battery's probably just contracting and expanding and leaking all over.
Ticking time bomb.
Stupid pieces of crap. Yeah,
you can't beat it though, because I'm still using my old like second gen Nexus 7 as a tablet, and that's like almost a decade old at this point, feels like. But those tablets are so cheap. You can get a 10 inch, you know, HD-ish Fire tablet for like $150. And I'm thinking about it because I was Googling how to put the Play Store on there today again. I do it like every 6 months.
Yeah, right. You want to see if there's been any updates or changes, and you just can't trust the process, you know?
Listen, that video made it look so easy. That guy was having the time of his life with Google Apps on his Fire Tablet HD 10.
I mean, that's got to be a pretty up-to-date video if he's got the HD 10.
He made it like a month ago.
Jesus Christ. It's possible, maybe.
I mean, if you want like a clean looking Android tablet, 10 inch for $150, you're not going to be able to find it. You got to get like a Samsung, you know, Tab or whatever.
Mm. Yeah, who even knows? Like, who even keeps up? Like, how much are they? What?
I actually looked today. I had to ask Andrew at work. They're like $300.
Jeez,
I don't want to spend $300 on a tablet. Don't want to do it.
Mm-mm. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have time. I don't have time for tablets anymore. But I probably would if I had a decent one. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I tried taking one of the kids' Fire tablets and like making it my own. I tried for a day, and it's just not. It's not nice. Not a nice experience. So,
which one was that? Was that even HD? Because most of them they sell isn't even really HD.
No, it was like 8-inch. It's like an 8-inch kids' Fire tablet, which isn't definitely not HD. I've been using since like the last days of Paper Keg, rest in peace, to read comics on, and it's just not pleasing to the eye.
God,
to read comics on that thing.
Gee, what is this? 2009? Get out of here!
I know.
Sicko.
Glutton.
That's what I was doing today. I started reading old Punisher comics on my tablet. I haven't like read a book on my tablet in I don't know how long. And I was like, God, this sucks. This thing is so old.
Mm-hmm. What drove you, right?
Like, yeah, the tabs take like 3 seconds to register. And like on old Android tablets, they don't even have the memory anymore on our app to like load the next page all the way. So like if you tap too fast, it's like a blurry page. It takes 3 seconds to load.
Oh man, what a nightmare.
It's hell.
I mean, your entire career is based on technology and pleasure reading. And you can't even be pleased. You can't even enjoy
pleasure.
It's not fair.
Pleasure reading.
Yeah. God. Yeah, so that's
that's life.
It's life. I mean, I guess it's life. Still got my old iPad 3.
Oh, is that taped to the steering wheel? You get rid of that car yet or what?
Man, I have been in just I'm in a bad way right now with this car. I got to get rid of it. I'm ready to get rid of it. I needed it for my commute. Mm-hmm. I still need it for my commute, but I'm getting rid of it anyway. I can't do it anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was looking at JLUs tonight on CarGuru because I saw one. We saw a Jeep Unlimited that looked nice, and I was curious how much it cost. Not that I would buy it. I was just curious to see if I was right on with the price. It was a 15.
They're still expensive.
They are. It's like 32,000.
Yeah, man. It's crazy how they hold their residual value very much so.
I saw some old ones that had like 100,000 miles on them that were like 18,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like first year unlimiteds.
Right. So, yeah. And it's like, well, like 18,000 could get you a new car. I'm sure it's not a Jeep.
Right. What are you looking at now?
Well, I mean, so my heart is obviously with the Jeep, but I have a commute unlike no other. So I just can't afford to put gas in a vehicle like that because it's, you know, you're getting 16, 17 miles of the gallon on a good stretch. Yeah,
on a great day.
I probably drive like 100, 110 miles a day. A day. So there's not much out there that I like, but I am enamored with the Subaru culture.
Really?
Subaru marketing.
The people of Subaru.
The people of Subaru, they like dogs, they like nature. Mm-hmm. If you obviously if you Google Subaru, all your next YouTube videos for a year will be Subaru ads. You know, I'm way in now.
If you look up Subaru once on CarGuru, every cookie ad for the next 6 months will be CarGuru, Subaru.
Oh, yeah. CarGuru, the worst car shopping app available to you.
That's not getting an iPhone X update anytime soon, I bet.
No, I do not think so. They're still making YouTube videos somehow, but they're doing it with their iPhone 5S and their GorillaPod.
So how much is the Subaru, these Subarus running? You looking at new?
Only because I've done a lot of extensive research, and because of my commute, I would rather get new because of the warranty involved and the amount of mileage I put on a car in a year. Looking new or newer. And the Subaru Crosstracks, the Subaru Foresters, and the Outbacks. The Outbacks run a little more. You get a little more car, you get a little more space, but I got to see if I could make that work. But the Crosstracks for a 2018 are a redesigned model. And a big selling point for me nowadays is, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto in a vehicle. I think at this point, if I'm going to trade some conveniences, I like a manual transmission myself, and to try to find a car with that that's not just like completely bare bones, like a stick shift and four wheels and a heater. Like every car with a manual transmission is just like super bare bones with the base. Everything, no modern conveniences.
Nobody. I
might as well have a Jeep, but you know what I mean. Like, I might as well have a nice used Jeep, but that won't have, Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. So, the Subies are running like 23, 24 for your Crosstracks and your Foresters.
Mm-hmm.
25, 26 for your Outbacks. It's bumming me out. Man. But I have an opportunity because Volkswagen will buy my death machine. Outright. They'll just buy my car back and maybe I get a little money out of the deal. But
what's the time limit on that?
I think September of 2018 is the time limit.
Clock's ticking.
I know, but my commute is a lot more relevant now. I thought I was going to have a shorter commute recently, and I was like holding on to that dream, but that's not going to be happening. And I think that's just like the final sign that I just got to make a decision and deal with whatever I decide. I can't like hold on to the dream of having a Jeep Wrangler. Maybe I get something, a nice weekender. Nice weekend Jeep that's older.
Right. And, YJ.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like
we all go out to the trails.
God damn it.
You know, first weekend of the month.
Here we go.
We get like a cooler full of snacks. So we stay out there all day and then we like grill at night.
And we have like
the stars.
We have like, we all carry those toe straps with us just in case. Help each other out. You know what I mean?
And maybe we have like those, we all park near each other so we can tie hammocks to each other's Jeeps. Oh my God. Man alive.
And that would be just our ritual. Like, you know,
oh, God.
Just getting out there, reconnecting.
Yeah. Speaking of which, when are we going back to upstate New York?
You know, I was looking... I was recently, my God, I would love to go back. You know, I would love to go back.
Absolutely.
I wanted to propose like, you know, because you can't push it with your family. Can't push it. Thought about like bringing up the idea of some sort of a PK family thing. It's just all about getting time from work. And it is like... just far enough to where if you don't have like a 4-day weekend, it might not be worth it.
Right.
Because it's like 6 hours, something like that. It's 5.5, 6 hours, I think it was, 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine, but if you can't go on a Friday and come home Sunday, for that.
No way, Jose.
No way. No way, Jose.
No way. You think the kids will be fine with having no internet access for 5 days?
I think, yeah, well.
What are they going to do for 5 days? Besides, you know, kill each other.
Right. Well, they'll kill
Lord
each other.
Of the flies.
The thing would be, can the parents handle it? You know what I mean? Because they would be fine. This is getting, you know, this is getting to, here we are getting to the meat of the flap.
This is the meat of it.
But our, you know, our kids would be fine chasing each other around a coffee table as long as they could do it while giggling like Dr. Giggles at the top of their lungs,
right?
While they did it, and they would be fine, and they wouldn't be bothered by that. But the parents are what matters. Like, how long could you last without just telling them over and over again, just be quiet? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we'd have to go back to that house that they would have like the basement to themselves or something. Like for playtime.
Yeah.
We would have to, ideally, we'd probably have to have some kind of like Pinterest planned week that they would have activities planned.
What a nightmare.
Like, all day long until like they go to bed at like 6 p.m. Every night they go to bed at 6 p.m.
You would, yeah, you're, you know what? You're absolutely right because, yeah, you're right. Because
we wouldn't even be able to really go out on the lake, you know? That's out of, you know, those kids would probably hate the lake after the first day.
Right. They would maybe like walk in the water up to their ankles. Like the house we were in, how shallow it was for like the first 30 feet of the lake was, they might like that, but they would probably be scuzzed out because it's a lake. And, you know, we would just be so close to the water yet so far away from peace. I think the kids would have a blast. It would just be, if, you know, I would like to, it might be nice to go in the winter, see some, beautiful scenery.
What if it just the PK, parents went?
Yeah. Well, my God, my God,
game changed.
Oh my God. The game is, I mean, you know what? I think everyone would be on board with that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just have to find supervision.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible.
Yeah, five days. Let's say we go down early Thursday, 4 days. Get there Thursday afternoon, have Thursday night. Maybe we leave Sunday morning or something. Come back Sunday night.
That would be worth it. That's what we did, right, for
God.
Q316.
God.
My God, I want to like weep. I want to tremble and just hold you, thinking about it.
Oh God, what a dream!
Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Amanda and I are trying to go. I've been looking at dates for late, early January.
Mm. Any luck?
Yeah, it's like, there's one actually on the lake that's not, it's not the one we went to. It's like a small, like, you know, honeymoon suite kind of deal. It's just for like two people, maybe three.
Oh yeah.
One to three people.
It looks cottages
like,
or is it just
yeah,
one?
It's like a, it looks like a flipped cottage. Where like it's predominantly all windows overlooking the lake, you know, like really nice wood everywhere, like bright yellow. But we were like, well, what do we do with Minotauro? None of those nice places take dogs. Mm-hmm. And the ones that do are like, you know, they're like obviously someone's home that hasn't, you know, seen a design magazine in 30 years. And it's just like, do I want to be in someone's old house, like my grandparents' house or whatever?
Yeah.
Because I want to get like a small, like romantic spot, not just like, you know, big house that's available.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see. We'll see, yeah. So, plus, some of those places like have a day like minimum. Like, you can only go for 4 days. Or you can't book it.
Right, or you can't go for less than 7 or something.
Oh, God.
Like,
that's what they get
you. I mean, because the like it or not, like, you know, they're like, they want to rent a week, and the winter in the Adirondacks or the Poconos is just as busy as the summer, if not busier. Mm-hmm. So
some of them,
you can't go because like winter is peak season. So yeah. It's,
and at some of that places are like, I've looked at some Airbnb hosts to see what like their other properties. Mm-hmm. Some of them are just like not even available for like 4 months. Like, they're just like, you can't even select those days during the winter. I don't know if they're living there or they're just already booked. It's crazy.
Yeah, I was recently looking for some place as well because you inspired me. And it's like, we were going to go for maybe like a Thursday to Sunday. It was like maybe in the Poconos. And it, like, after you do the math and stuff, it's like, do you really need to? Do we really need to spend $600 now for like, just when you do the math, it's like, oh, yeah. We'll save money doing it this way. But like, we could go to, you know, a La Quinta near Hershey Park for $89 a night. And like, it's just not as secluded or scenic, you know what I mean? But after you do the math, it's turns out to be like $190 or $210 a night for this cabin. And it's like, well, for 3 nights, it's like $800 or something. It's like, well, forget it then. Because
I know it sounds great when you first start talking about, like, I want to get us a cabin by the lake in upstate New York. All right, let's do it. And then you're like sitting down and like doing the math. You're like, oh, God, this sucks. I'll come back to this in a couple days.
Yeah.
And that's like a week later, 2 weeks later. You're like, why didn't I do this a couple weeks ago? And then it starts over again. You're like, oh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you just get disheartened. You're like, well, forget it. You know, I wanted a nice place. And then you think about, like, and then you do what we did. I mean, maybe you could offset the price and have more people, but then you got to start looking at bigger places. And then, mm-hmm. you know, maybe you see that spot that sleeps six, but doesn't really sleep six. Is it like going to be ultra tight like that? I guess the place I would equate it to would be that place we stayed at in Margate. Was it Margate? Like, down on the shore that one time, the PK family.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It was just like, it was tight in there. But
Jonesy,
we got
sleeping
by.
On the mattress or the bed in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, he like took over the living room floor at night. I mean, but it's possible, but it's like, eh. Dude, like, can you justify the cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then we were like, well, then you forget it. You say forget it because we were like, let's try to take the kids to like, what's the place in the Poconos, the water park place?
Splash Mountain?
Great Wolf Lodge. Mm. And it's like, it's the hotel with the indoor water park for the kids and stuff. And that's like $300 to $400 a night. After you, because like the water park is included every day,
cow.
And it's wild. It's wildly expensive. And you're like, forget it. Just forget it. We're not going anywhere. We're not having a good time.
That's like, reminds me of when we were in Disney this year, we ended up going to the Wilderness Lodge. I can't remember why. We were moving around for some reason, or we couldn't get our bus back. Mm. We ended up going to the Wilderness Lodge. It's mm-hmm. like a whole other world over there. We were just like walking around, mm-hmm. going to like the restaurants.
Yeah. Last time we went and stayed there, Monique and I were at Fort Wilderness and we stayed in one of the cabins there or whatever. And my stepmom watched the kids that night and we went to the Wilderness Lodge for dinner. And it was like royalty.
It was. As soon as we walked in, it might have been the Fort Wilderness. As soon as we walked in, you know, there's like barely anyone around. Everyone that is walking around, you can tell, are like independently wealthy.
Yeah.
And the Disney workers coming up to us, it's like a whole other conversation. Like I stepped into another dimension, pretty much. And we like couldn't believe it. People were just like walking around, eating food, going to the pool.
Oh my God.
And beautiful. We were like flabbergasted by the whole thing.
Yeah. It's so you were right. Wilderness Lodge is like a boat ride from Fort Wilderness. So they're two separate places. Mm. And we went to Wilderness Lodge, and the restaurant was called Artist Point or something. And I had read, because a couple months ago, I was getting back into some Disney World podcasts. I'm like, that's it. You know, we're mounting up. Family's going next year. You know, that's it. It's been a while. We're going all out, because last couple times we went for 3 days and we didn't really get to do anything. So, and then I started doing some research, and Wilderness Lodge is like supposedly one of the most beautiful places when they decorate it for Christmas. Like they really go crazy. So I was like, that's it. We're going to stay there for Christmas. And then I started like mock booking hotel rooms, and I was like, forget it. You know what? Just forget it. We're not going anywhere. We're not doing anything. It's demoralizing.
It is.
It's all just demoralizing.
Yeah. Well, I in a perfect world, I'd love to stay at one of those like nicer Disney resorts just to get a taste
of
what that life is like. Just relaxed, not a care in the world, whereas you're running around like a headless chicken at every other resort, just trying to figure out your day and get to the bus.
Right,
whatever you need to get to.
I love living through Ren Mike D, friend of PK Slack. He does the Skyrimatic podcast.
Guy's
he goes twice a year.
It feels like he's there every 6 weeks.
It's amazing. He love just drops following in. His Twitter. Yeah,
son beautiful of a bitch.
And he stays at the Boardwalk Villas, which is like really high quality.
Yeah, he's in one of those like Disney clubs. The Traveler's Club or whatever. What's that called? Something like that.
Yeah, the Vacation Club.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, we ended up... we obviously didn't flap since this happened, but we wanted to go out a night of our own on the, you know, the Food and Wine Festival, because it was happening while we were there. So we ended up finding a hotel that had, like, a sitting service. And it was, like, the Disney Dolphin Hotel, which technically Disney doesn't own. It's like one of those weird resort hotels that like it's not exactly a Disney owned one.
Yeah.
So we had to like take a ferry to get there to drop James off and then ferry over to Epcot. And it was like lightning. And then when like they shut the ferries down if like there's lightning within, you know, 5 miles. So we were waiting. We waited like almost an hour to get the ferry. God. So we're already wasting time.
And so James is inside being sat.
Yeah, he's like playing games with like another kid and two young girls who are watching him at this weirdo hotel. And so we're like, the stress level is already getting high. Like we planned this one night. It was a pain in the ass to get out here.
Right.
We're wasting valuable time for our one evening together, and the trip has been super stressful already. Like we didn't bring the stroller. He doesn't want to do anything. It's like 115 degrees every day. We ended up buying a stroller anyway. So we finally get to the Food and Wine Festival. So we're having a time. And then like it starts to downpour. By happenstance, we see Ren Mike D and his family. So we chat for like 20 minutes. As soon as we separate, torrential downpour, and then it's lightning. So it's not like, oh, let's just go back home. We have to get back on the ferry to get James, and then ferry back to our resort.
God,
we ended up having like, we only saw like maybe 30% of the countries.
Oh my God.
So we go to the ferry. There's a huge line. We're like, oh, I guess it's running. Thank God. Because we thought it would be shut down. As soon as we get in line, ferry shut down.
Jesus.
So we have to walk like the circumference of, you know, Epcot to get to the resort ourselves.
To go in the rain. You had to what? Go out International Gateway there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. In the rain.
In the rain. It was a terrible evening.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm curious if did James have fun? Was he okay with you leaving?
Yeah, they watched movies. They played I think they had a GameCube or something there. They colored.
There's boogers and crumbs all over the controllers of that thing, I'm sure.
But I mean, as far as I'm aware, there's not many official ways to do that at Disney. Somebody watch my kids so I can just go out with my wife. There's downtown Disney that they talk about, Disney Springs for adults, but who's watching the kids? You got to figure that out. You know, we're not just always bringing another family to just watch kids.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can't. And it's the last, the two times I've been to Disney Springs, it's just mobbed and there's just families. You know, you got to watch your kids. You can't, it's all stores, but you can't enjoy yourself with your kids there. They're just up, they're just running into stores and they want to go into stores and you can't look at the stuff you would like to look at because they don't have patience. They're not into that kind of stuff, man.
I don't know why anyone would ever go during that time of the year, period. It was hell. You imagine it's humid in Disney during this, when did we go? In September. But this hit another level of humidity and heat. It was easily the real feel was 110 degrees.
Oh my God.
And I'm carrying a backpack full of snacks and water. My back is drenched.
Oh my God.
Every orifice is sweating. You're miserable because it's so hot. You have to walk everywhere. James is being an a-hole. He doesn't want to walk anymore. And oh God.
You just picture it because then you're he doesn't want to walk. You're probably the farthest location from stroller rental.
Yeah. And we ended up just retreat the first day we got there, we went to Hollywood Studios, just no cloud in the sky, so hot that we got there to Hollywood Studios. We went back to the hotel that day. We would have done it different where we wouldn't have flown in so early so that when we step off the flight and get into Disney, it's the start of the day. We're not doing that again. We should have we should have planned it differently. But we just went to the pool for the rest of that day. I think we did pool days, two more days out of that. And just swam around because we were so terribly miserable.
That pool water was probably 80 degrees.
The amount of human sweat in that pool must have been off the charts.
Oh, my God. Yeah, absolutely.
Because those people just probably did the same thing. I'm not sharing. I'm just going to the pool.
Disney magic. I did a similar thing. So the Renaissance Fair is one of my most favorite places in the world. And one day I took Grayson and we had fun. I mean, Grayson was into it and it's not like he can go, we're all in it together. And it wasn't he was enjoying the stuff that was there as much as I was, which is cool. And I was I'm going to try to pivot this and maybe the next weekend I could take Reed so I could get to go again.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next Sunday, I brought Reed, and I was pumping him up. But we got there, man. He was just so nonplussed by it; he could have cared less. He just came because it was something to do. And Grayson told him it was fun, and he came. Grayson came over with this foam sword and all this other stuff. We probably got there at 11:30, and I forget what Reed did, but it was 1:30. And I was forget it, we're leaving. It takes me an hour. It takes me two and a half hours to get to Renaissance Fair. It's far for me. And I wasn't peed off at the kid. I drug him there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he was particularly excited to come. And he was going to start to whine because it wasn't something that he wanted to do. And I was just all right, you just want to go home? And he's no. And I'm no, we're leaving. I'm not asking you. We're just leaving. And he just left. And I was home by 4:30, 5 o'clock. It was just I just wasted a tank of gas. to get out there.
Ugh, God.
But it felt good to be able to do that, to like remove him from the situation and not... Mm-hmm. Like when you're in Disney, you're like, you know, we're here, you know, you're Clark Griswold. We're going to have so much damn fun that, you know, you're going to be singing zippity-doo-dah out of your asses. You know?
Yeah, bad news. We're probably not going to go back for a few years, at least, till some, unless some magical opportunity presents itself. Need a break.
Need a break. Yeah, you need a break. I mean, maybe wait for Star Wars Land to open, I think, after 2019, 2020, something like that.
God, can't wait.
I got to get my kids back, but only because we haven't really gone. I do love it there, but, you know, I'm going to be in this same thing. I mean, the kids will be older, but probably still need a stroller, and the kids will fight in the double stroller, and they'll be all flopping around on each other and whining and stuff like that.
When are you going to see Star Wars, The Last Jedi?
Oh my God, that's a great question.
Next week.
Oh my God, is it next week?
Next Friday, yeah.
I haven't even seen a trailer, Slim.
One trailer?
I haven't watched one trailer. This is Jeez. How. This is how off the radar slash serious I am about seeing this movie. Like, I don't want to. Like, I've ruined myself by watching, obviously, Avengers Infinity War trailer.
Yeah,
but Star Wars, I haven't watched.
Amazing.
And I'm good with it. I hopefully I get to see it.
Does look amazing.
You probably have like a work gig set up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have the holiday party right after, I think.
Oh, my God. My work's, as an aside, my job's holiday party is tomorrow night, and it's a Thursday night.
Actually, like, that's normal. Like, at our office, people prefer Thursdays because they don't want to hang out on a Friday night at work with work people.
So it's maybe it's just a sign that I'm like working in the city now.
You're a city boy.
So it's like a Thursday night thing.
Yeah, that's normal. You'd be hobnobbing around, probably Michael Jack Schmidt walking down the street.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I'll probably just like trip over the Gov, Ed Rendell. You know.
Oh God.
So. So
you try that movie pass yet?
No.
Oh, no. You don't go to the movies. You go to the movies like once a year. It's pretty great. We saved a ton of money so far.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you finally got your card in.
Got it.
Took forever.
It took too long. And then
you just show up.
Well, what we've done so far was we go to Chick-fil-A, get some snackies, get a little lunchy poo.
Like just snackies, like full on sandwiches and fries. Right?
Oh yeah, we bring that in the theater.
Oh my God,
there's nothing better than eating a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich while seeing a movie in the theater. But
where do you put your fries? Are you just in your lap, greasing your pants up?
Amanda just like brings a bag in. I bring my water bottle. They never say anything, so we just like stroll in with like obviously outside items. So
the ticket taker gets a whiff of the fries when they're ripping your tickets. Oh, I wonder what that is.
I just tell them I just vaped.
Right? Yeah, it's the crispy chicken vape.
Oh my God, I would start vaping if that was a thing. So you get the card and you use the app to then check into the theater if you're close. You have to be close. You have to be within like 100 yards or whatever. 300 yards. So I think they do that because like when you check in, they then deposit like $14 onto your MoviePass card. So then you go and manually buy the ticket at the place and then you go see the movie. So I think they do like the check-in because, and then they say like you have 30 minutes to buy your ticket. I think they remove the money after 30 minutes so that they're not just like depositing money onto the card, you know, forever.
Oh, cool. And then it's just like a debit card or gift card.
Yeah. So what we do is we go have lunch, check in, because the Chick-fil-A is like in the parking lot of the movie theater.
Holy crap.
And then we stroll in and go to like the little ticket kiosk. So we never like talk to anybody. We just buy the ticket at the kiosk and then just go. The one downside is, I don't know how this works for you know, like nice seated reserved theaters,
mm-hmm.
because you kind of are waiting to the last minute to get tickets. And there's, I have no guarantee. I don't know if there's a guarantee. Like, I don't know how seats are at those places. Like,
right.
If it's not a busy day, maybe you could just like wing it and presume that you would get two seats next to each other at the kiosk. Yeah. But I have no idea. I'm kind of scared to try.
Yeah, because you can still go to the kiosk all the same at one of those places, but you're taking a chance. Like if it were a Tuesday night, you could probably go. I wonder, I mean, you would obviously be able to check your seats before swiping any cards.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like if you, like, and that's the thing, like that's the trend a lot of theaters are going towards. Yeah. So
love
if, you
seats.
Know, it, if you wanted to see Thor 3 on the movie pass or whatever, and you planned on doing it on a Saturday and all your options were for those reserve seat theaters, you probably couldn't do it.
I mean, it would be risky because you'd go there and like maybe there's no more seats like next to each other. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we haven't gone to see, like, we saw Coco on this on its Saturday, I think. Mm-hmm. But again, the theater we usually go to doesn't have reserved seats, so it didn't matter. But I want to go back to those theaters. I don't want to sit in these like crummy, regular old seats. Mm-hmm. Once you have those reclining Lazy Boy theater seats,
yeah,
it's like tough to go back. And they're it's not more expensive. The tickets are like the same price.
The tickets are the same price, and you don't like share an armrest, which is the biggest thing. I mean, just put your arms up. You could you don't have to worry about like putting the popcorn in the folded seat next to you and have it like slip through the cracks of the you know the folded seat or something. It's a nice experience. It really is. I mean,
so I think we've seen like 4 or 5 movies.
Wow,
in like the last month, maybe.
It's crazy.
All for we sign up for like the yearly cost, and so that's like $7 a month. So we paid $7 each to see like 4 or 5 movies.
And they take that all up front, or is it just $7 a month per person?
No, it was like $68 up front for the year.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I don't know how they're still a business or how they've not been purchased by someone like Regal or like just to shut them down. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean, just like from what you're saying, I don't know, you know, VC money, but you pay them $7. They give you $14.
They're giving the theaters
on a gift card.
They're paying the theaters for every ticket we use.
Yeah.
So they're hoping that people don't. They're hoping people go once a month, maybe, with this pass. So I have no idea what the actual numbers are like. But so once people, if people start using it, the company's probably done.
Yeah. Like once it gets super mainstream or just mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are they going to, they're going to be like, oh, you know what? Our money.
This doesn't make any sense.
Right. Turns out we're losing money on every deal.
They're hemorrhaging money. They're probably hemorrhaging money right now. Like, God forbid it gets popular.
Right. It turns out people are going to see these unlimited movies.
What was that? I keep reading every, like, 6 months, there's always a story about movie theaters that are like, or studios that are okay with the idea of selling a movie or renting a movie for like $30 or $40 on like set-top boxes while it's in theaters.
Mm.
That idea doesn't sound that bad to me either. Like if you get like another couple, like, hey, you guys want to come over and we'll rent or buy one of these theater movies? That doesn't sound like a bad idea to me.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, it's... You could easily justify the cost of the movie for like not having to go out. Yeah.
Although with MoviePass, it's less of a great idea now. Well, the tickets are so cheap.
You'd still have to go out and get your Chick-fil-A, but...
Oh, God, I would do anything for Chick-fil-A.
Just imagine how much money or how much Chick-fil-A you could just bring back to the home, though, without, like, worry. You could get your sweet tea and your cookies and cream milkshake.
God.
My God.
Whatever money I'm saving in movie tickets, I'm just spending in Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
What a show. 90-minute show.
Oh, I hope it was worth it.
We're back.
It felt good. I mean, a lot of things, we you know, paper keg's over.
It's over.
Here forever. We are, flapping like on our usual schedule.
Yep.
It feels good.
Feels real good.
I've been trying, you've been bugging me for a couple weeks and I just haven't added in me. But tonight, it's trash night. It was raining.
I thought you blocked me on Allo. I thought maybe I got blocked or muted. Right.
Super, Allo, super ignore Slim, please. Put him on super ignore.
Nah. Shoot. You know, maybe one day we'll have another wing night for Paper Keg.
My God. You know what? That was therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice to, because we saw each other so much on the reg over Skype that you couldn't justify, you almost couldn't justify like making, or you couldn't make the time to see each other in person. But we made the time, we made a date, and we saw each other for a night. What a night it was.
God. We should get together to do a Star Wars episode.
Oh, God. We could have a wing night after Star Wars. We will have to talk to Jonesy about it and find out what he's looking like.
He's probably looking like a corpse right now.
I mean, because like when it's not Christmas season, he works until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So who knows?
It's not good.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Jonesy.
We're just going to have to take the wings to his parking lot and he can come out and eat dinner with us.
Why don't we just take him to his Lazy Boy at his house and try to wake him back up with the scent of Jamaican dry rub wings.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll carry him in. We'll put him down on the chair. We'll eat next to him as his wife tweets pictures of him sleeping in his hoodie. I and if you guys out there, this is another aside drink. I haven't been on Twitter much recently, and it's affecting me. But I just can't keep up. You know, it's blocked at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't keep looking at my phone all day. And so that means for a select few of my friends, I have put push notifications on when they tweet so I can see what they're up to.
Wow. It's a big
step.
And
it works. It works for me.
Your circle. Your inner circle.
My inner circle.
Wow.
Inner circle, and it works for me.
It's the new you. For 2018.
I got a new attitude.